21.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want. If you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about, as always. I don't know if we mentioned this story on Saturday, but you had it, and we should probably get to it, Mark. It's about library books. And how extreme things can really get if you don't bring them back on time.
It's not very long, but it's shocking nonetheless.
Okay.
From the Associated Press, from Grafton, Wisconsin, a Grafton woman has been arrested and booked for failing to pay her library fines. Arrested and booked. Heidi, whatever, 20, told the News Graphic in Cedarburg. Cedarburg must be the big metro near Grafton. She ignored the library's calls and letters, as well as a notice to appear in court. Still, she was surprised when officers with a warrant knocked on her door. She figured, what's the worst that could happen? They're just overdue library books.
Sure.
Yep. They cuffed her and took her to the police station to be fingerprinted and photographed.
Now, someone could say, Mark, that this is, you know, she signed up for this library card. She knew that there were going to be consequences for not paying the fines, or not, you know, if you don't get your books, or if you don't get the books back on time, they probably fine you, and if you don't pay the fines, they probably come after you. And she probably knew in advance that this was a possibility.
Yeah, I think that people assume that the punishment is going to be, make sense as far as the crime goes and everything like that.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't in this case.
Well, it sort of does. When you look at the costs, it's not incredible.
Well, the cost of what?
Well, what she was forced to pay.
What was she forced to pay on this then?
Well, I didn't tell you because interrupted in the middle of the damn story.
I didn't interrupt. I commented.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, I'll finish up real quick. Police Captain Joe Garbish says that the officers followed the same procedure with every warrant. Library Director John Hansen said a couple of dozen people are cited each year for failure to return materials or pay fines. The incident cost Heidi here about $30 for overdue paperbacks. $30 for the overdue paperback, White Oleander and Angels and Demons, which I have read, and her mother nearly $172 for her out of court, or for her court custody, to get her out of custody, excuse me. So, $200. Now, I'm not saying that I think $200 is fair or anything like that. It seems high, but at the same time, it's not the most egregious thing I've ever seen as far as the government. What I think that this is most about is, you know, just taking these fingerprints and your picture and booking you and you know, getting you part of the system, that's no big deal. No big deal. We're just, you know, that's just a matter of course. Do you understand?
No. What are you getting at?
Well, they booked the woman and they fingerprinted the woman. Now she's got a criminal record.
She stole books.
She didn't, though. That's not the definition of stealing, according from a legal sense. If I hand you my car keys and say you can borrow my car,
until,
and you don't
a certain
give it
day?
Back, no. Well,
you got to the end of the week to borrow the car. After that, if you don't bring them back, you've stolen the car.
I don't think so. I can't tell you for certain.
You've certainly broken your agreement.
You have broken the agreement. I think that it's a civil issue at that point, not a
breaking the
issue.
Agreement, and at that point results in you not having your property anymore, and when you were expecting to have your property, so it's
there's
been
some legal minutia there that I don't quite that I can't quite tell you. I can tell you that if I hand you my car keys and say you can borrow my car, that in fact you have not stolen it. If you decide not to give it back,
what do you call that?
It's not stealing. You didn't steal the car. Stealing the car is going into the car and stealing.
I don't know if I agree with that. I mean,
if you take property from another person, that's theft. Understood, but you don't get the same kind of treatment in court as the government does.
Right.
The government, you know, they lend a book to somebody and they don't bring it back. It's stealing. You lend something to somebody and they don't bring it back. It's not stealing.
I believe that is still stealing. If I lend you money,
you're talking about from a moral standpoint. I agree with you.
That's what stealing's about. You're depriving somebody of their property.
Don't act like the law doesn't exist, Ian. I'm talking to you about a legal issue.
I'm not talking about the law.
I am. I'm defining it from a legal standpoint.
Well, I don't care about the legal definition of stealing. I care about the real definition of stealing. I don't do business in legalese.
I understand. I concur with you that borrowing something of value, of, you know, of, especially of great value, like a car, for longer than you said you were going to, a lot longer than you said you were going to, is in fact stealing.
I am telling
you, however, that the government does not define it as stealing, but they do define it as stealing. If it's their stuff.
Sure. That I understand. And I feel like, you know, this certainly isn't the best story as far as government being evil.
Well, it would be if this show wasn't rife, if we couldn't find every single day huge incidents. $200 for overdue library books, people would be like, oh, my God, that's crazy. Arresting somebody, dragging them out of their house.
Right. I think it was overdone. I think that certainly if she signed an agreement saying she'd have the books back or she would pay a penalty, then she certainly understood that that was what was going on. But to go and arrest her for it, I think the real issue here is, how much money did the government spend to try to bring this so-called criminal to justice? I mean, they had to probably pay the cops. You know, it cost a certain amount of gas. They had to investigate the situation.
Well, the cops would have been on duty anyway.
Cops would have been on duty. That much is true. But you have to wonder. I mean, how much money did it really cost them when all was said and done to go through this process of enforcing on this one lady?
I couldn't tell you. It doesn't sound like it's a real big deal, but, you know, it's way too much money.
Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. And how would it work with a private library? What would a private library do differently in this case? Now, there are private libraries out there. They are completely funded by the people that are interested in attending them and utilizing their services. So what does a private library do in that case? Obviously, you can suspend the privileges of the individual to borrow any other books.
A lot of books, different libraries are different, but a lot of books are just donated to the library. So they didn't lose much of anything, you know?
Right.
I mean, they did lose the book, but it's not $200 or $100 per book.
No, certainly not. Certainly, you could perhaps have a private library that may have a deposit. I mean, you may have to have a credit check before you could get an account at a private library. I mean, depending on how many people are stealing books, they may put down more and more restrictive
terms. I think a $10 deposit would be, I would totally agree, a $10 deposit is entirely reasonable for just about anybody. If you don't have the 10 bucks, you can come in here and read our books. You can't leave with any, but if you don't mind slapping down 10 bucks, we'll give you a library card and you can borrow some of these.
Or maybe a little bit more than that. I mean, again, it depends on how many books they're having stolen. You know, what's the loss control department have to say about the overall cost of losing books to theft? You could certainly send out some collections notices or something like that if it was a significant amount. And you could always ding reputation. You could always register some sort of complaint with a reputation ratings company against that person if they'd been warned and they'd been asked to return it several times and they hadn't done anything. Suspend their privileges at the library,
well,
collect their...
It's a credit. I mean, it would be a credit issue to some extent. I mean, they're loaning you the book, and they absolutely could hit your credit score.
Right. So I think those would all be
exist today.
Those would all be market-based ways of handling the situation, which wouldn't cost hundreds of dollars. You wouldn't have to involve men with guns to go and arrest somebody over it. It would just all be economic. It could all be solved in the marketplace. 800-259-9231. Let's go to your calls about what you want and start with Mark in Indiana. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind, Mark?
Not much. I was talking with a guy the weekend, and we got to talking about stuff, and he was, I guess he's in the, you know, Patriot movement. We were talking about 9/11 and all that stuff. And we were talking about, you know, the programs, hosts we listen to, and networks and all that. But it kind of gets complicated. Can you guys kind of explain this? For instance, I know, you know, what affiliates are. Like, for instance, there's probably 15 to 20 stations, whatever, in Indianapolis, you know, that are political, you know, talk radio, rock and roll and all that. But then there's, like, you know, GCN, there's We the People Radio Network and all that. Can you guys, know that web and how?
Do you want to understand the structure of radio syndication?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, well, you've got program providers, you've got program content like Free Talk Live, and then...
So that's a show. We own the show. Or some big radio company like Westwood One might own a show. I believe they used to have.
Well, let's explain our setup, and then we can explain the rest of the people. We do things differently than some of the other shows out there, like the Rush Limbaughs or the Laura Ingrams and these other big shows. So Free Talk Live is owned by Free Talk Live. And then we have an agreement with the Genesis Communications Network. That's our syndicator or our network, whatever you want to call it.
Or you might call it a syndicate.
Syndicate. True. And they take our program, they add some of their commercials to the mix, and they put it up on the satellite. Then the satellite broadcasts it down across North America, and different affiliates, radio affiliates, pick up the signal from the StarGuide 3, which is the receiver that they use to pull down the satellite signal, and they rebroadcast it. So that should explain that. We're going to bring it back, and we'll explain how the Rush Limbaughs of the world, Don Imus, for instance, they're a little different, their agreements. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring Counter Assault Bear Deterrent and Mace Brand Animal Repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they want info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Oh, Bonnie. If everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with over 375,000 posts. There's a whole lot to talk about there, and it's all free at freetalklive.com. Hey, what if a socialist becomes a president of the United States of America? John McCain, President Barack Obama, the North American Union, unconstitutional gun and drug laws, a national ID card? What's your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? The Free State Project participants choose what event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we bring Mark back in Indiana, talking a little bit of shop, Mark was curious as about the terminology that we utilize from time to time on this program. You know, what is an affiliate versus a network? How does that all work? What's that whole radio syndication scene all about? And as we explained, Free Talk Live is a program. We are a show, and we have an agreement with our network or our syndicate, which is GCN, and they put us up on the satellite. And then the radio stations, our affiliates, pull it down from the satellite. Most of the other shows in the business, though, are owned wholly by the companies that are their syndicates. So Rush Limbaugh, he doesn't own his own show. Premier Radio Networks owns Rush Limbaugh's show. Premier also owns the Glenn Beck program. Westwood One owns a variety of programs out there. Jones is also, I think Jones just got bought by Dial Global. But so there's a handful of radio syndicators or networks out there. And
those are the big boys.
90% of them own all of their content. There are a handful that have kind of independent deals like we do, but most of them own straight out.
Right, and owning the Rush Limbaugh show doesn't mean much more than basically... You can't do the Rush Limbaugh show without Rush Limbaugh, so
sure.
they don't own him or anything like that, but it just affects to some extent what he can say, what he can't say, and how he can do his show, and you know those kinds of things.
They control his content if you know to the extent they want to the extent that Rush has allowed them to.
It would be foolish.
Contractually, they own the show.
Yeah.
So
So with a contract, you can say pretty much how much, or each guy can dictate, you know, negotiate how much freedom the show, like you guys would have, you guys got on like a major network like Clear Channel or something like that?
Clear Channel is actually mostly a radio station owner, so they are on the other end of the equation.
Well, that's not true.
They own Premier.
Clear Channel owns Premier, so Clear Channel owns Rush Limbaugh, basically.
It's true.
And so, no, if Clear Channel came to me tomorrow or whoever, TRN, which is the company that owns Laura Ingraham and Michael Savage, if TRN or Clear Channel or any of those syndicates came to me and said, we'll pay you big money if you just come on over to our network, I'd turn them down because I'm not interested.
And this is a point of contention between Ian and myself. I would like to make that clear.
Yeah, Mark wants to make the quick buck, but I know that we're in this for the long haul and that we'll make money, plenty of money down the road. We're profitable now, so why would be interested in selling?
I guess the point of contention, I can kind of see that there. Will they tell you to kind of sell out your principles, or
they could tell you whatever they wanted to tell you once they own the show?
I would suspect more. It would, you know, we would put a clause in the contract that said something to the extent of we can say whatever we want, and then they'd come to us and be like, oh,
well, we don't know about that.
Either they'd sign the contract or they wouldn't, and then likely they would, and then just later they'd come along and say, you know, that part where you're talking about no government at all. We find that very disturbing. Or, you know, your stances on religion, that's not good. So they really try to guide more than anything.
So does it make sense? Any other questions?
Yeah, I've heard some of the, you know, other networks, GCN, Voice of America, We the People Radio Network, and it's obviously smaller, you know, like in the New World Order movement, it's kind of a lot of these Protestant ministers and stuff, they get up and talk, and or just, you know, regular radio talk show hosts, and the commercials, you can tell, they're not mainstream at all. It's not... Mm-hmm. You know, Coca-Cola, McDonald's, Storable Foods, right, and all this other stuff. So that's, I guess that's like a point of contention with you guys then. Mark, you'd kind of like to get out there more. Ian, you'd like to stay more in the,
I mean, certainly if we sold the show to...
We both want the show to be big. Ian wants total and complete control over show content. The way Ian and my situation works is that he controls what goes on in the show. I control what goes on in the commercials. So we both have our own billowack there, and it's worked very well. As scared as I get about show content and Ian's extreme political views, by extreme I mean on the fringe. I guess he's not, you know, trying to hurt anybody or anything. So, you know, I always get scared of those things, and scared money's no money. So,
right.
I
could see that. I could see Ian's point probably a little more. But is there a point you guys think they would contact you at all, or?
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, they know we're out here, and we're on some Clear Channel stations. The VP of Clear Channel's news and talk, Gabe Hobbs, added us to WFLA in Florida, which is that's one of their big stations. So, I mean, they're well aware of who we are. I don't know if they're going to come to me with an offer or not, but if they came to me with an offer of a bunch of stations and a bunch of money, I'd turn them down because, you know, I know we'll get to the hundreds of stations eventually, and I'm not looking to leapfrog over any of those steps by selling out my show and control over the content. I mean, once you've worked for yourself, you don't want to go back and work for somebody else.
Sure.
So we'll take it slow, and slow and steady wins the race. And I thank you for the call, Mark. Hopefully we cleared that up for you. 800-259-9231.
Slow and steady wins the race.
It's
slow
true.
And steady wins the race.
Rare times I heard that in my life.
Well, here we are. The show is
opportunity
profitable.
Knocks, and you got to answer, my friend. I mean, I've got a cliche for every cliche you've got.
Let's continue. Doug is on the line in the airport, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I'm actually at the Minneapolis, St. Paul airport.
Yes, that's what I said.
And first of all, I wanted to see if I could do a quick show medley. Three voices of common Free Talk Live listeners. Hey, hon. Woobody. Mark. Okay, I'm done.
That's cute.
Okay, you know where
they were? Paula,
John,
Dave,
John.
And John. Yeah.
That's right. Okay. Anyway, hey, I came through the security checkpoints here, and I always do several things to flaunt the TSA to make sure that they, you know, aren't following their own rules. So this time I came on, and as usual, I never take off my belt, ever, never have. I don't take any change out of my pocket. My keys I'll take out, but the change I won't. And then I started doing some quick flights, so I'm carrying my carry-on baggage with me, and you're supposed to have, you know, nothing over 3.1 ounces.
Right. Yeah.
I saw that they did not remove my tube of toothpaste, which was nearly double that. It was 6 ounces, and I just
oh my gosh,
ignored
the
it.
Nation is in jeopardy.
Six whopping terrorist ounces.
What will right. happen to our homeland?
I don't know, man, but I'm really scared about this fight I'm about to get on, because if I could do it, who else could have done it? You know, it's crazy, Doug.
Yeah. There you go. Good point. Thank you, Doug, and good luck with your flight. Hope you don't run into any trouble from those goons. 800-259-9231.
I think what he's pointing out here is that people don't like inconsistency. It'd be one thing if the TSA, in fact, you know, kept all the 4-ounce bottles of hair gel off of the planes, but they do a very poor job. That lighters are the one thing that is actually legally not allowed on the plane. The Congress passed some kind of law or something, and that's so I was told by a TSA agent. I haven't looked it up.
Yeah.
But, you know, I get lighters through every single time because I almost always have a lighter in my backpack.
Gotcha.
And, you know, hopefully I remember to grab some matches. If not, I'm, you know, unhappy when I get to my hotel. But, you know, it's inconsistent. They just fail to get these things. And Americans know, well, this could have been a buck knife.
The toll-free number here for you is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Oh, and there was an additional idea about the private library and how a private library could ensure its safety as far as stolen books are concerned. And we'll share that with you here in a moment. Also, take your calls about anything. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Here I am at a gathering of friends, minding my own business, when one of our buddies, Bob, walks up to me, very concerned. He says, "Wow, have you seen the gasoline prices lately?" And I said, "Oh, of course. Woo, they're high." He says, "Yeah." He says, "What am I going to do? I've got a truck. There's no way anybody's going to buy my truck in this market. I really need the truck for my job. It uses more gas than I can afford. I've got to find a way to come up with some extra money. I got a wife with four kids at home. I don't know what to do." I said, "Bob, relax. I know what to do. Call eFoodsDirect.com or go up on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. They will deliver food, really good, high-quality, nutritional, delicious food to your door now, right there in front of your house, for about half the price that you were paying for groceries last year. You can take the savings from that, offset the cost of your fuel, and use it to buy more inexpensive food to hedge against tomorrow's increasing food prices. Why don't you do that, Bob?" He said, "eFoodsDirect.com." I said, "Yep, call them at 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Do it now."
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Is Ian here with you?
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download right there from the front page of the website. Going back for an entire year totally for free. Again, freetalklive.com. Travel less and meet online. Try WebEx free. Save yourself some gas. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, WebEx.com. Use the promo code 600. Start your free trial of WebEx today. Real quick, we started out the hour. Mark, you'd mentioned a story about a lady being arrested for having a handful of overdue books. Maybe even one or two. I don't even know.
Two?
Just a couple overdue books at the library. She ended up getting arrested, having to pay court costs, as well as a couple $100 fine on top of that. And we're talking about maybe, well, what would it be like if we had private libraries? What could be some ways that a business owner who was running a private library could cover his butt and make sure that he didn't have too much theft going on? And we suggested a couple of possibilities, including, you know, putting a cash deposit down. And somebody else in the chat room had suggested having a credit card number on file as well. That's kind of one of the ways that, like, a Blockbuster or another rental sort of company will do that, whereas they'll have your
credit info, and then if you walk away with one of their products, then they can just run the charge through, and they're good to go.
I understand what you're saying, like how a business would work as a the library business, but I just don't think that these business models for libraries are very viable because there's not a lot of money in them. People, there's just not a lot of money to be made from.
There are private libraries.
There are private libraries. I don't think they make much money.
Maybe.
I think they're run on foundations and that kind of thing, and I think that's where libraries are going to get their legs from. Somebody says, I want people to be able to read books, and I'm going to leave millions of dollars to this library, and they're going to run on that. And I'll grant you that they probably won't run as efficiently as a business that was trying to provide, lending to people. But I just don't think there's enough profit in the business. There's just too much work involved in a library and keeping books on shelves where people can find them and things like that. So I think that most libraries would, in a free market system, if we didn't fund the lending of books through the coercive means like the local municipal government, would be done by foundations and things like that. I know that probably the lefties out there say to themselves, those people, they are just not generous enough to give money like that. And that's just the most ludicrous
nonsense.
Thing. It's nonsense.
It happens. There's a private library in Vermont.
It happens all the time. Carnegie, look at that guy. I mean, everything out there is funded by that guy.
Well, when you've got a lot of money, then it doesn't really matter what you do with it. You can give it to all kinds of causes.
Absolutely true. And it says more about the speaker in those instances than it does about humanity.
When you say the speaker, you mean the person saying, I don't think people will give money.
Right. And that it really does.
Yeah, meaning I won't give money?
Mostly, when you hear those statements, they mostly come from people on the left end of the political spectrum. Mm-hmm.
Statistically, they just don't give as much money.
Yeah, statistically, lefties don't give as much money as righties do. So really what that speaks of is lefties, because the conservative types, they give a lot of, a lot more money than liberals do.
Let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything. I wonder if the liberty-oriented people give more or less than liberals or conservatives.
I don't know. I think they make less in general.
Yeah, that may be true. Well, let's go to your calls. Tom is on the line in New Hampshire. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, I was just reading a while ago a story on the Internet about an immigration raid out in the Midwest. And when the first person noticed that the immigration goons were there, somebody went on the PA system to announce, "Salvense, los que puedan, la migra." Okay, and of course, everybody made a mad dash like there was a fire. I mean, it's like everybody piling out fire exits and out windows. And, I mean, all of the undocumented immigrants, that is, and some of them got away. Some of them ran to the sanctuary of a nearby church.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to mention to everybody, to spread the word where you work, if there's a possibility of an immigration raid and undocumented immigrants getting nabbed there, and start spreading the word there. If that should happen, even the U.S. citizens should pile out the windows and out the fire exits and make a mad dash.
Because they'll get snatched up just like everybody else.
They'll get snatched up, but while they're chasing you, Jose gets away.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So that's what, and when it happens, be sure to remind your co-workers, look, while they're chasing you, she gets away. Okay, so that's the point that I wanted to spread the word, kind of like sabotaging that alcohol sting operation that we did Thursday evening, that was down in Nashville, Tennessee.
What did you do?
Okay, well, I found out on the Internet that the Underage Drinking Enforcement Training Center was holding their annual conference, and the parasites were planning to go around with the Metro Nashville police and watch them entrap and arrest bartenders and cashiers.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I contacted some libertarian types down in Nashville, and they held a protest, by the way, but they said about 10 people showed up to protest outside the hotel, but also people went calling up liquor stores and taverns and such to
warn them
that I thought you might like to know that the Metro Nashville police will be conducting alcohol sting operations on August 21st from 6 p.m. to 8:30.
That is a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Pick up the phone, make a few calls. That's not hard activism, and it could really keep somebody out of a jail cell.
Yeah, and not only that, but remember, if they get busted on a sting operation, some of them actually check the ID and just forget that, you know, if it says 1987 for their date of birth and it's like September of 1987, they're under 21. And they not only get arrested, then they lose their job because they get fired for cause,
right.
So they can't collect unemployment. I went around emailing a lot of bureaucrats and politicians proudly announcing during the sting operation. I sent out the emails proudly bragging about how we sabotaged the operation. Oh, yeah.
Now they're going to be against the law.
Did anyone write you back?
I got some autoresponders, but I think they were just so furious about it. And that then,
too
of course,
them.
I went on to mention some people who were like 18 and 19 that got killed by repeat offense drunk drivers in their 40s and 50s.
I say good for you, Tom. I think that was some great activism you did. You probably helped keep some people safe over that particular time frame, and I thank you
sabotaging
for the call.
Sabotaging an enemy.
Good idea. Sabotage. I like it. And so what if they outlaw it, Mark? He's in New Hampshire. What are they going
to
do?
I understand. I'm just saying that's going to be their only answer to these things.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Paula is on the line in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Paula. Hello, Paula, going once.
Yeah, hi.
You're on the air.
I just want to let y'all know we found out that all of our B-17s are down due to the computers from China or the chips and all that in them. And
this is something you called about before. Didn't you say that China has some special little computer hacker thing that can...
No, it's what they do. They have a back door to all their chips.
Right. So a computer hacker in China can shut down every piece of electronic equipment in the United States, right?
Is there any chance that you're talking about a B-52?
And another thing,
Paula, before you go on, is there any chance that you're talking about a B-52? Because a B-17
was a... No, it's the B-17s.
It can't be a B-17.
Get a hold of End Times Press, and they can give you the story.
That sounds real credible.
The first flight of the B-17 was on July the 28th, 1935.
Well, we still got B-17s.
No, we don't. I swear, we don't. The only B-17s that are flying in the United States are flying in air shows. It's probably a B-52, Paula, which we're certainly flying.
I'll check back with him, but he said B-17, but I'll check back.
Somebody just made a mistake.
Somebody at the End Times Press doesn't know what the hell they're talking about.
It could have been.
They just given the wrong information, but anyway, I just thought, you know, I'll relate this. But the thing is that
why is it scary? Yeah, I see where you're coming from, but why is it that they won't just, if China wanted to, couldn't they just threaten the United States and say, give us all your money or we'll shut down everything?
They already have.
And what happened?
They brought Air Force One down in China when Cheney was coming back from Australia.
So they captured Dick Cheney? That's awesome.
Yeah, they got control of Air Force One because it had their chips in it and all that.
Why'd they have to give him back to us?
Let me finish. They brought him down in China.
Yeah.
And they threatened him. And they said, you mess with us. And they said, we will shut you down.
They own us. Thanks, Paula. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever suffered from giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus. Focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Price assumes 4% down payment at 7.5% APR over 30 years.
Wow, look at this place. 4 bedrooms, 2 baths.
Yeah, I know.
Jeez, you're not even 30. We have the same salary, Maggie. How can you afford all this?
My mortgage payment is less than $300 a month.
What? That's less than I pay for rent. How did you...
All I did was call BNI for a list of homes that are being sold for back taxes or foreclosure.
Home foreclosures are on the rise. That means there are great deals out there, especially for first-time home buyers. Like this listing, a 4-bedroom, 2-bath going for under $20,000. That's just $199 a month. Listings go fast, so call BNI for a list of these homes today. Call 1-800-774-3558.
I could actually afford to own my own home.
Yeah, and it's easy. Just call BNI for the list.
Properties that have been foreclosed or repossessed are a real bargain and sometimes sell for little or no money down. For a list of homes in your area, call 1-800-774-3558. 1-800-774-3558. That's 1-800-774-3558.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Live, you can bring up whatever is on your mind if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, that number, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like Free Talk Live, what we're doing on the show, and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board for $3 a month. That's all we ask. And what we do with the money? Well, we reinvest it into the show. We get on more radio stations around the country and more internet listeners come on board because of the AMP program. So it's just a great way to get the message of freedom out there as quickly and efficiently as possible. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more. Get the perks too, like access to the AMP only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. By the way, I got an email today. I don't know if I think I forwarded it to you, Mark. We are still on in American Samoa.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I got the details now on it. 89.9 down in American Samoa, only on Saturday nights because it's apparently a pirate station that only flips on the weekends over there.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say. Is it really a pirate station in American Samoa? I mean, it's just a legitimate station there, right?
No, the FCC licenses stations out there.
Do they really?
Yep, I checked it out.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know what to say about it. Yay, go my station in American Samoa, 89 point whatever.
Out in the middle of the Pacific.
It's really nice because we come on, 3 a.m. there?
I think it's I don't know.
3 a.m. Local time in American Samoa. And, it's a good show for the long-haul truckers on American Samoa to listen to.
Would it be 3 a.m.? I don't think so. Is it that much farther west than Hawaii?
Ian, the important and operative part of that little joke was long-haul truckers
in
American Samoa.
Right. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. That's you're not funny.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't really paying attention.
I know.
Right. All right. So we go to your calls. Nick in Kentucky, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Nick in Kentucky.
What's up? How you doing?
Hey, you're on the air. What's up?
I wanted to tell you a quick observation/joke and then tell you a really crazy story.
All right, do it.
The first thing is I was watching this sci-fi movie. And just thought it was kind of funny because these government people were coming in and raiding this lab that they had. And the guy looked at him and said, "Look, how long is this going to take to get us back running?" And he said, "Well, you know, they're bureaucrats. You know, if they jumped out the window, it would take them a week to hit the ground."
That's cute.
Yeah, I thought that was awesome. So the other thing is, let me bring this up real quick. I want to read you a story that was I have from the AP News that I thought was really crazy. Here in Kentucky, it's local news.
All right.
Let me read it to you. It's this woman sent to jail for wearing shorts to court.
Wow.
Yeah, so check this out. It's a really short little thing here. Lancaster, Kentucky. A judge in Lancaster sent a woman to jail for wearing shorts to court. The Lexington Herald Leader reported that Gerald District Court Judge Janet Booth reminded 28-year-old Christy Arnold of Lancaster on Monday that she had been warned about inappropriate attire in two previous court appearances and fined $50 the last time. Arnold said she forgot. Booth didn't buy it and ordered Arnold put in jail for 3 days for disregard and disrespect for court proceedings.
Wow.
The Herald Leader reported Arnold declined an interview Thursday and the judge could not be reached for comment. Imagine that. And it says before being taken to jail, Arnold told Booth that she wouldn't be wearing shorts to court to the next time. So
that is amazing.
A jail uniform.
Wow. You know, it's interesting that here in New Hampshire, where we've got a whole bunch of activists up here, and if one person goes to court and announces the fact they're going to court, there are at least going to be 10 people that show up in support of them, and we never stand up for the judge. So I'm pretty sure that's considered disrespecting the court, but they don't ever do anything to us over it.
Right.
So
if they did that to a woman here in Keene, New Hampshire, I can assure you that Ian would show up in a pair of Speedos.
That'd be funny.
Well, that's kind of what I was going with, too, because my wife is actually going to court on Friday for a ticket violation or whatever, and we had already gone through the Mark Stevens and kind of set up some questions to ask and some things.
Oh, really?
And so I really wanted to go in with her and not, you know, stand for the judge. And then I heard this story, you know, this week, and I went, wow, some judge can do that. You know, I can imagine if, you know, I don't stand for the judge. And this is a really small little town, so.
Right.
You know, it kind of scared me. I'm like, oh, man.
Well, that's what they want to do. You know, they want people to be scared, and I wouldn't blame you if you backed out because, again, you're all by yourself, and if there's nobody else to help you, if there's nobody else to speak out about your situation, then they really can do whatever they want. I mean, basically, the way it works is the men in uniforms carrying guns believe that the man in the black robe is the all, you know, they know all, and whatever they say goes. They are the law to the men with guns, and so anything the man in the robe says, the men with guns will do. They will do virtually anything, any sort of order that comes out of that man's mouth. So even if the cops think the order is absurd or ludicrous, they'll go ahead and follow it because that's their job. So
all right, I got one last joke before I leave.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Anyway, I saw this, I was watching The Tick. And,
the cartoon version or the live action version?
The live action version was okay. Patrick Warburton. Anyway, he comes in there and the judge comes up and he says, you know, he's never been in a court before. And he looks at the guy and says, "Why is that man wearing a dress?" And he said, "Well, he's the judge." And the judge said, "I find you guilty." And he said, "Well, I judge you and I find you funny." Anyway, so it was just kind of silly. But anyway. All right, but that's it. So.
Thanks for the call, Nick. Appreciate hearing from you. And good luck if you decide to do any of that Mark Stevens Adventures in Legal Land stuff. Let us know how it goes if you do. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's continue. Alex in New Jersey. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, how did you fare when you wore a robe to that Canning, that Russell Canning
Not so well. The video is on freekeen.com, and it's on the Freekeen. It might be Glorious Coconuts YouTube channel. But anyway, it was posted over at freekeen.com, and it was myself and another activist here, Menno. We both went with robes on to try to get into the courtroom. And they basically said that if you don't wear a robe every single day, then it's a costume and you're not allowed to wear costumes in the court. Now, neither of us were willing to push the issue in that we were not willing to, continue attempting to get into the court to the point where we were going to get arrested. I mean, because it is essentially their court.
They said no.
And they have men with guns who will keep you out. So they said no. I said, what about a religious exemption? They, ignored me. And I was talking with Dave Ridley from the Ridley Report. He was actually visiting over here this weekend. And we were talking with him yesterday when we were hanging out at our little social
Sunday.
Why didn't
you just tell them I wear a robe every day?
Well, that would have been a lie, so I don't know. I just didn't feel pushing it.
At that point, prove that I don't wear a robe every day, please.
I didn't feel like pushing it at that point. I had good rapport with that particular cop.
That's just the question that somebody out there is asking themselves right now.
Yeah. And so I was talking with Dave Ridley from the Ridley Report over the weekend about – Dave was talking about, well, can we get more than one camera into the courtroom? Because the rule in the courtroom here in Keene is that there's no more than one camera allowed. So if two news crews show up wanting to record something,
the
judge will tell them you have to share your footage. Only one camera allowed. And Dave said, well, what would it take to get another camera in there? And I said, well, it's their court. They're going to keep you out. And he said, well, what if you just kept walking? And I said, oh, well, if you're willing to be arrested, then it changes the situation. It changes the whole dynamic.
Yeah, the whole shebang's different then.
So Dave's talking about maybe, I mean, this is one of his ideas he's got rolling around in his head right now, is that if one camera's already in the court, Dave may attempt to enter the court as sort of a freedom of the press issue and really push the issue and not, bow down to them. Just, keep trying to go in with his camera until they have to arrest him. So,
sneak it in.
I'm sorry, go ahead. What'd you say?
Just sneak it in.
Yeah, you could sneak it in, and that has been done. So that's a possibility as well. But I think Dave is more interested in actually standing right up and challenging that issue, basically saying, look, I don't want to share with my competition here. So I'd like to get my own footage.
I think what's really important are hidden personal audio recorders. I think those will be real handy.
I actually just purchased one for myself the other day, as a matter of fact. And they're so cheap now. I mean, you can get them for... You can get a professional kind of audio recorder for $100 to $200 with a bunch of neat features on it, or you can get a real bare bones one for $30 to $60. Again, Amazon.freetalklive.com, great place to go and purchase one of those. But
what are those devices called?
Personal audio record, maybe voice recorder, digital voice recorder, perhaps. Try that one.
Yeah,
definitely a good idea to have one of those handy. And I think we should get into the habit of recording bureaucrats at every possible encounter. And you have to, of course, then again, you have to judge based on how angry you want to make the bureaucrats. I mean, if you don't want the bureaucrats to be angry at you, then don't record them. But if you are willing to have them be upset about you, then you can literally go around and record every single interaction. If they don't want to talk to you, if they don't want to interact with you, then if they are demanding your presence and you bring a recorder along and then they all of a sudden don't want to talk to you anymore, then they've chosen to not talk to you at that point, right? Like they did with Sam down in Texas. He had the video camera. He wanted to go into the court, but they didn't want to let him into the court with the video camera. Well, you demanded that I be here. I'm not going in, and I'm not talking to you.
Didn't work
without
for him.
My recording device. Thanks for the call. Hour 2's coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.